Okay, we're live.
Sick, let's fucking go. I am dropping you for Jesus and Mero. Sorry. That is actually, I will be leaving.
All right, bye.
This is actually my last week.
Get out of here.
I've been tweeted at by royalty.
Julia, watch out.
Literally moments before we started recording, Mero tweeted at Gotham FC, like, quote, retweeted the gif I made of Midge, and we just got 50 new followers. It's been like 2 minutes. I'm obsessed with you. Jesus and Mero are kings. Anyway,
I can't wait until Jesus quotes your tweet, though. I'm sure he's gonna say something really funny.
I hope so. But literally, thank you everyone for dealing with Niall for the last week. Apparently it was his best episode yet. He was hyped up. He was a couple years deep. And the sound quality wasn't the best, but he was definitely stoked to be there, well prepared. And yeah, so thank you guys for bearing with it. But I'm back in the New York groove, and I'm ready to go. So welcome to Pocket Wankers.
Welcome to the show. You were definitely missed.
Thanks, Steven. That's a lot.
But I mean, Niall really stepped it up, though. I mean, I got to say, he picked up the mantle pretty well.
I bet you two had fun together. Just two bros. Broing out.
Broing out, sure. Yeah. Bros. Bros for life.
I'm not sick. I just caught the cough for a second. Anyway, listen, I'm Andrea. That's Steven. We're the Folky Wankers. I don't have time for his shit today.
You haven't done any work, have you? Monday blues.
Monday blues, bro. I was like, I escaped to the mall for a little bit. I was like, I can't do anything today. And then,
you did a Target run?
No, not Target. This time I went to a Westfield shopping mall. You know how it be.
Oh, okay.
You know how it be.
I'm trying to find a cute outfit for
Portland. I need to wear something cute for Portland because I looked frumpy as hell yesterday because I was super tired. And I was like, this isn't acceptable. All these girls are so much swag and I look like shit. So, but the mall did not come up with many options. So I'll have to take my shopping elsewhere.
You got to go to Target. Got to go to Target.
Steven, I've already been to Target this week. Anyway, listen, let's go to full kit snitching. There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
I can't believe you're not going to start this whole thing with, I got a text message yesterday during game day. Old Trafford insurrection.
Yeah, for sure. I saved the best for last.
Dortmund have internally agreed to decrease their price tag this year for Jadon Sancho to the region of 85 to 90 million euros due to the financial losses the club has suffered through the pandemic. This is amid Manchester United interest.
Okay. That's like a 10% discount. That's it.
I didn't know we were still talking about Jadon Sancho. I thought we had moved on to Erling Haaland. I thought we all moved on.
Right. There's more on Haaland later.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just saw that Haaland had to watch from the stands.
Yeah, he did.
Romelu Lukaku makes a not-so-subtle dig at Zlatan Ibrahimovic and tells rival to bow down after the real god crowned the king following Inter Milan's title win.
Yeah, dude. Wow. It was a funny tweet. And he was, like, driving around Milan in his fancy car. I forget what model it is, but he's just, like, driving around the plaza with all the fans, having a good time, living it up.
I saw that they put up a mural for him. Mm-hmm. I saw the parties in the streets of Milan, like COVID guys, but also cute.
Yeah.
Lit, definitely lit. Them. But also like, mm-hmm. Now they have more titles than AC Milan, right?
Oh, that's a good question. We'll have to look at analytics for that.
That's what Niall says. So that must be true. Niall is a little Wikipedia.
That's confirmed.
Thierry Henry dampens Spotify CEO Arsenal bid. Not easy if it ever happens. Okay.
Yeah. So
why'd you even put that in there? What a downer, bro.
I mean, he just wanted to be real. He's just keeping it real. You know, it's going to take a while. He's saying, you know,
he's just keeping it real.
The Marcelo Bielsa apologizes for not speaking English with Leeds players and says it is a big deficit. Bro, never apologize for that, Marcelo. Never.
Never.
Get
never.
A translator. Why do I give a fuck? Get a translator. Apologize. They have billions of dollars.
Yeah, never apologize for that media press conference you did, bro, with that PowerPoint presentation. That never.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
Former Arsenal and Manchester United striker Robin van Persie is set to begin the long road into management, according to reports. Robin van Persie will be named assistant coach of Feyenoord's under-16 team. Well, he's starting small.
Starting small with the whippersnappers, you know?
Hey, it's better than Thierry Henry, who was just thrown into Monaco and then, you know, socked. Police are investigating after Swansea striker Morgan Whittaker suffered vile racist abuse following Saturday's game against Derby.
Yep. Terrible, that's man. Awesome. Even after all this social media boycott still going on. It's not enough.
Okay, well, enough. Yeah. Did you think that that was going to, like, do anything? Because I
not
I
have at all.
Something about that. Listen. So, I get that what they were trying to go for. Apparently, people are like, Instagram really needs those ads that are like from those teams. It's like, not really. Instagram just needs the people who follow them to stay on Instagram. And precisely. None of us are logging onto Instagram just to talk to our teams. Like, none of us.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
As much. Yeah, okay. Like, Messi's Instagram going dark for 3 days, I guess, is like something. But like, it'll be back. It's not like he's like, I'm leaving social media. That is a fucking...
That's a
power play. Yeah. If you say you're powerful, you're Ronaldo and Messi, and you say, I'm leaving social media, I'm going to this other company where they make sure to like get rid of racism, and I'm going to put my platform there, then I bet Facebook comes up with a cuter algorithm to weed out the racist remarks. But maybe if that's you what just should say,
do. Let's get a coder.
That's what I'm trying to say. But if you just say, oh, for 3 days, I'm taking a break, like a breaky break, and I just don't have to post. Well, cool. Everybody can take 3 days off. Like, we're not going to, they, what do we think? They're rabid animals out there that just need messy content. Like, they can't find it elsewhere. Like, they'll be all right. I didn't, yeah. You know what? I actually was really happy not to hear from Tottenham Hotspur for a fucking whole weekend. I'll be honest. I will be honest about that.
Even if they're actively posting, I'm just like or not like, and I keep scrolling. And then I switch over to TikTok.
This is coming from a literal admin. You know I'm telling the truth when I am. This is what I do. And this is what you do. Like, admin. Yeah. Admin life. And I love my job, but, like, it's so funny because we were joking around, and I'm not going to say which team, but another NWSL team said they were going dark this weekend.
Oh, my God. Like that doesn't have solidarity any power. With the Premier League Who cares?
Team. Yeah. But also, this team that went dark, they didn't play this weekend.
That's even worse. Wow. And they now didn't you're have, butt like, of a joke.
And they're not making it to the Challenge Cup final. Like, they were already out. So, like, they just were doing that. Like, you know, they just wanted to take the weekend off. I asked Elise. I was like, bro, can I take the weekend off? Like,
yeah, exactly. Bro. That's what that was for. That's a little vacation. Bro, like,
a weekend off. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, let's move on. Gary Neville forms a pundit army to help fight any further breakaway plots by setting up a WhatsApp group.
Yep.
Including Gary Lineker. Gary Lineker, Rio Ferdinand, and Jake Humphrey, and more. There's no way that group didn't already exist. That's weird.
No, yeah, but I don't know. It's reported that he started he's adding everyone left and right, you know? Add to the group. So, I mean, cool. I'm going to be listening to the podcast now, I think.
What?
His podcast, I meant.
Oh, okay. I was like, they listen to the podcast?
No.
No, I was like, we need to clean it up and we need to be better at this if they're listening. football finance expert Kieran Maguire has explained how much it would cost to oust the Glazer family out of Old Trafford following Manchester United's protests on Sunday. Fan protests. But yeah, ESPN... So... Okay, wait. Go ahead. Yeah. How much would it cost?
I was going to say real quick that they have a valuation of $2.1 billion, but I'm sure the asking price is going to be like $3 million. And then this guy thinks it'll probably be like $4 billion if they want to sell because of like repayment clauses and stuff like that and just being able to, you know, sell on a profit. So That's a lot of money we're talking about. That'd be the richest club. Yeah.
Counter offer. I'll give them 10 grand.
Okay. For what? Like a minuscule share?
I'll give them 10 grand for one share in the stadium.
Yeah, sure. I think I you know, put my bid into for some fractional shares.
Football. Okay. ESPN claims the Glazers still have no plans to sell United. It's claimed they're currently unfazed by the hate coming their way. Honestly, kind of respect the fact that they're unbothered by it.
You respect
like you
that?
Have to respect
Why?
It. You have to respect that they don't care. Like it's horrible. I mean, okay, respect is the wrong word. I respect it in a not actually respect it. Like, I just think it's funny. Like, imagine it's like that dog sipping coffee with the whole room on fire. They're unbothered, bro.
I think them not being not caring just infuriates me more.
All right. Well, I'm not seeing it from a like a justice standpoint. I'm just saying it's funny. Oh. But cool, okay. Let's be serious. The Glazers also value their status as owners of United. This feels very reminiscent to like Louis the 16th and like Marie Antoinette and like Let Them Eat Cake. I'm ready for the denouement. I'm ready for what's next. Let's go.
I hope so. I really
hope
so.
Oh my God.
So.
What
I
if think... Super League starts the revolution? Like, what if we start eating the rich after Super League? I really kind of, I'm interested.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is kind of the day I've been waiting for a very, very long time as a football fan.
This might have pushed people right over the edge. Like people were pretty much eat the rich anyway. And now they're really in a mood.
Well, we need to have more of the clubs do the same thing, though. All the other supporter groups need to do the same. Not just Man United, but like Liverpool, Tottenham Hotspur, Arsenal. Like, come on, follow suit. But, you know, no violence, of course. But let's do some more protests. We got to, like, you know, make our stands, have the power. Maybe not go to games. And not that we can go to games anyway, but keep it up. Fight the man.
Yeah, I get it. Let's go to the not cool moment of the week because let's talk about this. Let's just talk about this protest. Let's really go in. An officer whose face was slashed during a protest, by the fans, suffered life-threatening injuries and is incredibly lucky not to have lost his sight. Wow, you're out here defending the police, though. But I get it.
I mean, you know, you can't do that. That's one. If you're almost going to injure somebody and make them lose their eyesight or even kill anybody, like, that's too far, man, for anything. So I agree, like, with the protest, but, you know, I don't condone the violence.
Yeah, I mean, I also don't agree with, like, I mean, well, whatever. I don't really care about property, but, like, let's not, you know, whatever. Arsenal fans did it, and they didn't hurt anybody.
Exactly.
But, yeah, let's talk about this little. Like I said, my friend texted me in the middle of my game day and was like, Old Trafford insurrection, and I was like, what? And I looked at the pictures, and there's just like smoke bombs, they're tearing down the goals, like, was out of control.
Yeah, that was a bit much, but I mean, there were plenty of people out there with some, you know, motivational signs, moving signs, and that were just trying to get a message across, and I think that's what needs to happen, but they need to continue on, like, put the pressure on them, mount the pressure on the ownership, because it's been 16 years and this ownership group never says anything to the club. They never communicate with the fans. I don't even think they've ever had like a town hall with them, you know, or like an interview. Like, they're the Glazers, how long have they owned the club? Like, over what, like 15 years, something like that? It's a long time. So they need to come out and say something ASAP. Lay out some options, figure something out, because I don't think this will stop. If anything, it might even get worse. I don't know. I hope not.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why they're still protesting. Isn't the Super League donezo?
Yeah, but I mean, that was just like over the that set them over the top, man. You know, like they've hated the ownership group since their takeover. You know, remember. Back when they first took over, I don't remember what year it was. Maybe it was like 04, 05. There were a lot of fans that were upset from the get-go, and they split. And that's what formed FC United of Manchester. And they're way off in, like, I don't know, the lower tiers of football. And the whole aim is to retain whatever soul of the club was left after the Glazer takeover and build it from the bottom and climb to the highest ranks, which is what football's all about. Right. A lot of the fans, however, you know, the majority of the fans, no, they still stay behind the club, but, you know, they definitely did so begrudgingly. And now with the Super League and with the club being a public company and things like that, all these business decisions that have led them to incur more debt and just slowly wither away at the soul has just set the fans over the top. And, you know, this is not just Man United. There's also Arsenal. There's even Spurs. There's Chelsea. You know, I hate it. You know this.
I know you do.
Yeah. And it's also comes to a fundamental difference between how sports business is run in Europe, in England particularly, versus America. All these clubs have an American ownership, the exception of Chelsea, right? And Man City. Well, Man City have a minor ownership group. But anyway, they run things differently. And they're taking these storied clubs with a lot of history, culture, and tradition, and they're trying to run it like an American business. And I get that. It's their asset. That's how the culture is here. But, you know, don't go up in another country and try to run shit the way you run it here, man. Respect, you know?
Yeah, literally, seriously. But it's so funny because whenever I've had a conversation with anyone this week about this, that's like American and doesn't follow European soccer, but like maybe works in like, you know, what I work in, they are not, mm-hmm. they don't understand why people are so mad about it.
They don't, because the culture is inherently different here and they're not going to understand absolutely. It's going to take them a while to understand it.
But,
and yeah.
I have but one what? Take though. Our sure. league, like the NWSL, is closed, right? It's like the okay. same, like let's say it's the same setup.
Okay.
But it's in so much more peril all the time of just folding mm-hmm. that, and like because of the past of women's pro leagues in this country have folded, that there's always inherent risk to failure. And like, you, if you fail too much, your team will just fold and cease to exist. Mm-hmm. because we aren't backed financially in the same way with like the same, you know, breadth and like depth of finances that these other teams are. And women's sports don't get to borrow against capital and just be like, well, we'll just pull it out next year. And women's sports teams don't get to be like the Jets and just tank the season to get the number one draft pick. Like, I feel like because of the instability financially, and I'm not, that's not me saying that it hasn't improved tremendously. And like women's soccer, I genuinely believe the NWSL is definitely like, I mean, on the up and up, like all the teams are stepping up, the league is stepping up. Like, I think things are going really well. And there's not really a danger of folding, but because we're still not being funded by that in that same way, it's always going to be at the, like, I just think there's still at least danger there. You still have to earn your spot. You're still doing it, you know, for the love of the game. And it's not like just a cash grab financial venture.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I think that's an opposing view of how businesses run out in Europe. But I think the reason the NWSL operates the way it needs to operate is just, it comes down to the business structure here in the States. I mean, they have to do it that way. You know, these clubs back in England, they've been around for hundreds of years, not hundreds, but like over 100 years. And they started off as a local village, town, community club. And that's how they build up. People actually put their money behind it. It's the connection runs deep, right? But it's not the same here. And I'm talking both men and women's sports, right? And that's because of the culture. And there needs to be a cultural shift in order for there to be a business shift, I think. And that's just not going to happen anytime soon, quite frankly. So you have to live with it. I don't like it, but hopefully at some point where there's enough value behind these clubs, franchises, quite frankly, they're not really clubs, they're franchises. When there's enough backing behind them, then maybe the fans can take a piece of that back and integrate themselves more into the operations of a football club, a soccer club. And that's what I hope to see in the future, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get there, but yeah. Let's move on to jolly old England, speaking of all these Super League mess.
For England, for home, and for the prize!
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch a damn game this weekend, Steven. I'm feeling like you right now. I'm feeling Dude.
Welcome. Welcome to my life. Yeah. Wow. Once you start supporting your local club, right? Once you start, or, you know, in your case, working for your local club, you really just give less of a shit of what's going on overseas.
Well, it's true. But also, like, my local club actually, like, tries, and I love them so much. And, like,
good.
My overseas club is, like, a bunch of dipshits right now. So, Chris, and you lost me, like, when you fired Mourinho, like, a little bit of me died with that. I really loved him. And he has that been guy too. Wonderful as ever on social media, just posting throwback pics from all his major tournament wins.
Yep. And it doesn't
he's
end.
He's iconic.
Trophy after trophy. I love him.
Crystal Palace lost to Man City. All right. Cool. Yeah. Are we really going to talk about this? FC lose to City Reserves. Yeah. I mean, cool.
That's also really what City, it was, though.
City finally made a Champions League final. Well, they haven't even done that yet, but they're acting like they have.
They are acting like they have, yeah.
Which is why we need them to not. It's going to be so funny. Oh, my God. Please. Diosito, pero si te pregunto algo pequeño, I'm asking for just one thing. Don't let Man City get to the Champions League final because they are so full of themselves, and I'm tired of it. We're all tired. Anyway, Brighton beat Leeds. That's devastating. Let's not even talk about it. Chelsea beat Fulham. Havertz had a brace. Newcastle lost to Arsenal. Arsenal finally aren't, like, embarrassing their own. Comfortable win for the Gunners. Spurs won the one day I didn't even fucking watch. So that's cute. Thanks, guys. Thank you. 4-0 too. So it was like an emphatic win.
Yeah, he did. He had a little dig at Mourinho, it sounded like.
What'd he say?
Like, in the post-conference, the post-match interview, he was just like, yeah, you know, all I really needed was just to run at more games. And, you know, I would have had a better form, something like that. But it just sounded like a dig towards Mourinho, really.
I mean, he came up and with a hat trick. I mean, like, literally, yeah. The man was like, oh, yeah, you know, check me out.
Yeah, check me out.
Literally, check me out. Match of the weekend, Manchester United versus Liverpool. Wait, that happened this weekend?
No, it didn't happen. That's that's the irony.
That's right. Okay, yeah, I was like, wait, I thought the protests made that so that didn't happen?
Correct. And no confirmed date on the rescheduled game. So no rescheduled date confirmed yet. So we'll have to wait and see. Yeah.
Champions League semifinals, second leg this week. Last week, the first leg was pretty entertaining. We had a kind of pretty big golazo from Mr. Pulisic, but we also had, did you see Karim Benzema's goal in that game? Because it was insane.
The man's a good center forward.
I'm still talking about it because it came from across. It was a header to a header to a head to his foot. And like, he like headed it up and then like volleys it in with such power. I mean, just like that kind of control. It's so chef's kiss. I loved it. I don't even like Karim Benzema. I don't think about him that much, but I just saw that goal and was like, holy fucking shit. That's all I have to say about Champions League. Again, don't let Manchester City through to the final. We're all asking this one favor.
But also let PSG through.
Yeah, let PSG through. Let Pochettino through. My boy needs this W. Let's go to Living La Liga
Loca. To the final on the other side? Do we let Real Madrid or Chelsea? Like, who do we want to see?
Nah, let's let Chelsea through because we need an American in the final. That's cute. No,
that's the only thing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So listen. La Liga. Gathering at Messi's house. Wait, what? What do you mean?
Wait, we're at Living La Liga Loca now?
Or a farewell. I said that already. I said it. Living La Liga Loca. Minoraste. Reports have revealed a squad meetup at his house. The Campeones chant was heard from across the street.
Yeah. Okay. So there was a video. Wait, so there was a video on Twitter, right? Someone filming across the street from Messi's house, and you could hear them chanting Campeones, right? Like the top of their tongues. And so like people are like talking shit on Twitter, like, yo, they haven't even won yet. I know they're placing Atletico, but like, is that because like Messi's leaving or something? Like, it's just a whole conspiracy theory, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just Twitter banter.
It is interesting that he had the meetup at his house. I guess he was like, guys, we got to win the league. It's going to be a crazy weekend because they're all playing each other, the top four. So it's kind of anybody's game right now, which is fun.
Yeah, it can go either way. Yeah, you're right.
Honestly, like, it seems like everybody's not really interested in winning it because they keep giving up, like, stupid fucking games, but whatever.
Yeah.
Erling Haaland will stay at Borussia Dortmund this summer. The club CEO has confirmed. And Gio Reyna scores first half brace in Dortmund's cup semifinal. Yay, Americans.
Yeah, he killed it. He did great in that
game. Why is Haaland staying at Dortmund? Like, everybody wants this boy. Just go,
boo. I don't know, but the CEO said, oh yeah, he's staying. I really don't know. That's even weird. The football agent, his agent was just like, yeah, you know, he's staying, but you know, it's definitely clubs that are interested in him and they can buy him. The real question is, what do they miss out on buying him? I don't know, but he will probably leave next year, if not this summer. I don't believe this at all.
This is very strange. Yeah, he seems I mean, Dortmund's not even gonna like in like league contention, right? They're not winning the league.
No, but I mean, all they have looking forward to is Champions League, I guess. But they have to, you know, make sure they don't drop points. There's like four games left.
Yeah, so I don't get it. Thousands of Inter Milan fans flood Milan streets to celebrate their first Serie A title in a decade. We talked about it. Very excited for them.
Very exciting. Yeah,
I'm really happy for Lukaku. You know, he finally found his way, and he's finally for beloved. Sure. He finally went somewhere where he was beloved, and he deserves to be beloved. So I'm happy for
him. Also happy for Christian Eriksen.
Bro, I forgot when Christian Eriksen was in Milan. I'm dying.
He finally got a title.
You know what? I am happy for Christian Eriksen because it was really touch and go there for him for a while.
Yeah, he got a title. Good for him. Also happy for Alexis Sanchez.
Remember when he wanted to come back and we were like, nah, bro, we good? And now we're like, wait. We take it back. And he's like, nah, bro, I'm good now. I got a title.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really pleased for my brother, Christian Eriksen. Monaco lost to Lyon. 5 red cards shown as 2 sides clash at full time. Absolute carnage. Lille are still in first, by the way. Pochettino, win of title challenge. Like, just one, bro.
He's a point behind them.
He might be, like, in cursed Tottenham territory. Like, the curse might not have worn off him yet. 5 red cards. That's brutal. Let's go to our own backyard. We got a lot going on over here. The MLS is in full swing. It's pretty exciting stuff. Christian Pulisic becomes the first U.S. men's international to score in a Champions League semifinal. Honestly, I never thought I'd see the day. I really didn't.
Me neither. Nope. Good for him.
And it was spicy. It wasn't a tap-in. It was like some great footwork past the keeper. It was nice.
Yeah, homie's got skill moves.
He's good. Midfielder Brendan Aaronson led Red Bull Salzburg to win the OFB Cup final. It's exciting.
Yeah, good.
Exciting for Jesse Marsh.
Right. Yeah, moving on up to the next tier of Red Bull Corp.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, you know what? It's working out pretty well for him. I gotta be honest.
He's climbing up the corporate ladder. Good for him.
And he's doing it well. As per his last email, he literally, I have to be impressed because he went to Red Bull. He excelled. He went to Salzburg. He did well. He's going to Leipzig. Who knows what the next step will be for my guy. But I'm happy for him.
Yeah, true.
Also, Julian Nagelsmann is confirmed as the Bayern Munich coach, which means fuck my life. He won't be coaching Tottenham. So there we go. a cute thing that Austin FC is doing is their cute corner. Time for the this cozy cute corner.
Yeah.
Austin FC donating to local food bank for every goal scored. Well, either they have no faith in the team, either they have no faith in their team, or they really are the team of giving. I'm proud of them. FC Cincinnati opened TQL Stadium. I hate that. That's really hard to say. TQL.
It is TQL. Right. TQL. Yeah.
Tokel Stadium Saturday with a ribbon cutting and youth games. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Steven. This cool. Is it?
Yeah. No, it's got like this cool lighting feature on the outside, so it kind of looks like what is it? The Bayern Stadium? I forgot the name of it, but it's got like the, you know, it lights up, does different fucking graphics or whatever. Yeah, it looks cool.
Oh my God, what is that Bayern Stadium called? Now it's gonna bother me. Niall, what's it called? The Bayern Munich Stadium. It's like something Benz.
Or like something like Mercedes Benz Stadium? No, that's
Atlanta. No, I don't mean like Mercedes Benz, but it's like a Z. It has like a Z at the end. Allianz?
Oh, Allianz Arena. Oh, God, there you go.
Wow. Okay. Am I the fucking queen of soccer? I'm sorry. I just have to celebrate that. Okay. Negotiations are reportedly underway between Barnsley and Orlando City over extending Daryl Dyke's loan to ensure he's available for the championship playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. It ends like at the end of the month, and Orlando may ask him to come back or whatever. That'd be fucked up.
Yeah, that would be really fucked up. Also, just like, I don't know if you guys discussed it last week, but LA Galaxy beat New York Red Bulls like a house divided. Niall and I were not.
We did, Andrea. We did.
I know, but like Chicharito did a hat trick, bro. Like, I thought that was hella cute. Okay, moving on. Let's go to female intended play where I'll actually know what the fuck I'm talking about this week.
Go for it. Yeah. So you first, work here. Tell us.
Yeah. First order of business, honey.
American pride on full display. The women of Team USA
and JNY got them headed to the Challenge Cup final. Let's go. This team has never made a final in its history in the NWSL.
Really?
First, anything? Never.
They made playoffs though, right? For sure. Plenty of times.
For the first time in 2019.
Oh my God. All right. Well,
dude, it has been progress. A storied past for former Sky Blue, now NJNY Gotham FC. Listen, like, we rebranded less than a month ago and it's been nothing but up, and it's been a blast and like a real ride. And I'm super excited to go to Portland and play this game at Providence Park. I don't think there's a better place for us to do it other than Red Bull Arena. But we didn't have the most points. Portland dead. So, wow.
There you go.
And like, I think it's going to be fucking sick. I think it's going to be a really big matchup. I'm super excited. I cannot comment on this, but I will just read it. NWSL commissioner is appealing to Oregon government to make an exception to the current coronavirus restrictions and allow a limited number of fans to the Challenge Cup final next Saturday between the Portland Thorns and Gotham FC. Everybody who knows me knows how I would feel about that. I'm not looking to get a fine.
Okay.
Across the pond, Chelsea women beat Bayern Munich. Like, spoilers, like you couldn't believe this happened. Upset alert.
Yeah.
And they book a spot. I was shocked. They book a spot in the Champions League final. It was Emma Hayes' dream.
I was also kind of shocked by the Barca beating PSG, though, to be honest. I really thought PSG was going to get it.
Oh, no. Barca's too fire. I think they're going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's going on. Also, I don't know if you read the news, but NJNY Gotham FC just signed Ali Long from the
I forgot about that one. It's a big one.
Yeah, it's big. It's very cool.
She played there like how long ago? How many years ago?
She never played for Sky Blue, but she played for like what it was known as before. I mean, it's just like a whole thing. But
she
played here like 10 years ago, and she's a Long Island girl. She's a New York rep. It's gonna be great. Stoked to make content with her. You know, she's really nice. She literally flew in Thursday, flew in Friday, practiced Saturday, played 45 minutes on Sunday. Like, just ripped it. She didn't even care. She went in there. She was so good. So that was really exciting.
I have a hypothetical for you. Let's say that NWSL is denied by the Oregon government and thus not allowing any fans in the stadium. Will they still host it there, or would they like reconsider the final venue?
They'll still host it there for reasons I can tell you off mic.
Yeah, we don't want to get Andrea in trouble, I guess.
I just like, people be getting fines out here, bro, for little things. I just don't want it to be.
Really?
I do not have $1,000. Anyway.
Holy hell.
They wouldn't move it because I just think that there's like availability issues and I really don't know. I think they're caught in a tight spot. I mean, to me, the best thing would be to put it in a neutral space then, if they can't do it at Providence Park, you know, put it in Houston or Orlando or something like that, that has a nice stadium.
Sure. That'd be nice.
Oh my God. I just dropped the phone and it hit me right in the fucking face. Ow.
I think that's a sign that we need to wrap this thing up.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at FKWpod, on Instagram, FullCoolWinksPod. We have a super secret Facebook group. Niall keeps it single-handedly going.
Yeah, he does.
And yeah.
Attaboy.
You've got subs if you need them. Thanks for listening to us ramble on week after week. We have jobs because of you. So we love you guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Also, get your vaccine if you haven't already. You know,
oh my God, FC Moderna.
FC Moderna wants you. Andrea needs you for Pfizer FC.
Yeah, and also tomorrow, as in when you're listening to this, tickets go on sale for the regular season for NJNY Gotham FC at Red Bull Arena. So go get your tickets at njnygothamfc.com/tickets.
Go. That's awesome. Also, I think we're going to have to add new teams to this vaccination league, right? Because we got people out here getting the J&J and the AstraZeneca. I'm sure there's going to be an off-brand one, right? That's five teams right there, girl.
Off-brand. Oh, my gosh. Too much. All right.
But anyway, you guys have a good week. Watch some
you
soccer.
You too, Steven. I miss Champions you, baby girl. League. Let's hang out soon.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta catch up with y'all. Play some footy.
Yeah, Moderna, you do.
Pfizer FC needs to get out there.
Please, Pfizer FC is gonna rock it though. So sorry to this man. Sorry to FC Moderna.
All right, guys.
All right. Well, love you. Bye.
It was a pleasure, everyone. We love you all. Bye bye.
I'm officially a full kit wanker and I do what I like!